So I spent a lot of time over the break, Deepu, watching Howard Cosell and Muhammad Ali clips.
Ooh, nice.
And I've decided that every time you really annoy me, I'm going to ask you questions like Howard Cosell, because I've gotten it. Again, this is week three of Michael has impressions that nobody gives a shit about. This is continuing my very good Marv Albert impression that nobody cares about. And now my Howard Cosell one, which every time you're stupid, I'm just going to go into Howard Cosell.
I mean,
that's my new thing.
Is Muhammad Ali stupid? No,
Muhammad Ali's not stupid. Mm-mm. But his thing is that he says very smart things in a way that sounds very, as Howard Cosell would say, you're being truculent, Muhammad. I am sorry. You're being truculent. I called that fight. So now, Deepu, it's getting right up to the line of nasally without going there. Deepu Gill, world heavyweight champion. Whenever you, Deepu, say something utterly ignorant, I'm going to treat it like you're actually some brilliant boxer. So when you say things like, these days, I'll say, now, Muhammad, I mean Deepu, what is it that you mean by these days? You've beaten Sonny Liston, you've beaten Joe Frazier, I don't know if there's anyone else left for you to fight. The government has said that you cannot keep your army of weaponized chimpanzees. Now you tell me.
Dude, this is so good. I don't want to talk. I just want to let you keep talking.
What do you mean by these days?
Yeah, well, these days, you know, I'm
oh, boy, you did a Tyson, didn't you? I knew I should have mentioned that you shouldn't do Tyson. Welcome, sports fans, which is no one listening to this show. Do you like 60s sports references? Congratulations. This has been the worst episode. It's so much fun. I could do Howard Cosell all day. I don't know, but it's like when you really upset me, he's so calm. Now, Muhammad, I'm just going to start doing it with you.
It's easy to be calm when you're compensated well. I bet he was paid nicely.
They were both paid nicely. One was a broadcaster and one was a world heavyweight champion.
But you're talking about dealing with the frustrations of talking to a person who says something.
Lots of people didn't. Hold on. Do you want to know something about groupthink? Lots of people treated Muhammad Ali like he was an idiot, even though he's brilliant.
No, I know that. I mean, there's a racist world.
Everyone needs to go study Muhammad Ali. I'm serious about this. He's one of the greatest heroes in American history.
I agree.
And I think that people don't know enough about. I think this whole show could be, if every once in a while when we get upset, we should just go world heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali. Like, when I really don't understand people, just be like, you don't understand him then. You don't understand what he had to do and did and what he fought for.
Listen, I love what the guy did. I have a vague idea of what he did.
Wait, Deepu has an opinion on history. Now, Deepu, what do you make? History has fun. 50 years later, finally, we'll get the definitive opinion from historical expert Deepu Gill. Mr. Gill, let me finish the question, and then you can speak, and then Mr. Liston will call in.
I'm fine with the cocktail. I'm very thawy.
Oh, my God. I really am hoping that his Mike Tyson voice does not offend me anymore. Maybe just talk like yourself, or maybe talk like Mike Tyson. Maybe that's... please don't. Okay. Mr. Gill.
I'll squeeze a bird with my hands.
Oh, please don't do it. I'm, like, begging you. There needs to be a safe word. Please don't do his voice. It's incredibly offensive.
All right. I mean, I'm just sounding like him.
By the way, that's how we deal with it. I understand he sounds like... He's got a goofy-ass voice. They literally made a cartoon character out of him. He knows he has a goofy voice. Mm-hmm. I find it a little bit offensive in the way we're doing it here. So don't do it. And by the way, other people in the world, it's that easy to tell your friends you find something offensive.
But okay? I'm also not the guy that fights back.
Had an off mic.
I don't fight back.
Off mic. You don't fight back, but that's because you're a normal fucking person. It's that easy to say, I find it. Please don't do that right now.
Normal? How? Muhammad
there
Ali.
There you go.
Muhammad Ali.
Now you say normal. You've had a tough year. You lost to Joe Frazier. Somebody tied your shoelaces together in a bus stop. And your mother is now saying that she is in a coma because she witnessed the murder of Javier's love child on a soap opera. Now, Deepu Gill, you're saying to me that you now can interpret. Historians have tried. Malcolm X tried. And the FBI tried. But you tell me, once and for all, is Muhammad Ali a good person?
That was the question.
You said that you wanted to make a bold claim many minutes ago. Our ABC listeners will remember that you said you would decide whether Muhammad Ali was a good person or not.
He's a definitively great person. I just heard he had two penises. That's all I wanted to put in there.
Muhammad Ali, a man of many penises.
Well, two.
Next on ABC. Hialeah, should we give a shit? And live from the Viet Cong, baseball in dresses. This is ABC Sports.
Wow.
Thank you. I mean, it's. I worked on it literally the whole break. Just doing that character.
That payoff.
Now you're telling me, Muhammad Ali, you're telling me that if you wanted coffee today, you would want it with cream in it. However, in the fridge, as you have found, and our listeners and viewers have found, there is only half and half in the fridge. Well, how do you feel about it? On December 5th, you will fight Sonny Liston with no half and half or cream in the refrigerator.
Can you give me just a little bit of Muhammad Ali so I can do an impression and go forward?
Oh, Howard! Oh, Howard, I'm...
Oh, Howard! Oh, Howard!
No, Deepu, that somehow combined making fun of Muhammad Ali's voice and somehow was slightly Asian racist. No, you know what I'll do for you, Deepu? I'll do you one better. I'll do, in tribute to Muhammad Ali without doing his voice, I'll do a little bit of a Muhammad Ali style rant about how I've been feeling lately. Does that make you feel better?
I mean, anytime I listen to Muhammad Ali talk, it warms my heart.
I'm not going
to
do Muhammad Ali's voice.
I know.
Because I don't want to do his voice.
The
I want to do Howard Cosell's
voice.
The
content of what he says is also beautiful. So please.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do a bit of a Muhammad Ali style kind of thing here. Listen, people, you stick around for the Howard Cosell references, which maybe three of you got out of 4,500. Maybe three of you knew who Howard Cosell before. Hopefully, we've all Googled him at this point, so you don't think this is insane. But you stuck on board. I took a leap and I did a backflip. This time, I could take a leap and break my neck. So stay with us, okay?
This is probably one of the hardest impressions to do.
I'm not going
to
do an impression.
I know.
I'm doing
but even
his
the
act.
Content. Even
I'm
just,
doing his act.
Okay, yeah. Even doing his act is one of the most difficult things to do, in my opinion.
Now, we didn't go too obscure. I could have done a Jake LaMotta reference right now. Yeah. I could have done a Jake LaMotta joke. Mm-hmm. Now, nobody would have gotten that except Michael. Mm-hmm. So that's okay. Yeah. So it's fine. We're doing Muhammad Ali. I'm going to do it to say how I'm feeling about this show. So you got to ask me a question to like prompt me a little bit because I feel like I got to get angry. What's something that you think I would get angry about? Oh, ask me about these days. That's so easy. Like really genuinely ask me why I don't like these days. I'll give you a little bit. I know this is all the opening, people. Welcome to Let's Start a Cold Podcast, a groupthink podcast. But,
Muhammad Ali.
Don't do the voice I worked so hard on, and don't call me Muhammad Ali. Sir, you've tried to do an impression. Now, do you piss me off? I promised I'm going to be calmer this year. I'm going to be calmer towards you, so I'm going to act like Howard Cosell when I get upset.
I promised I'm going to be crazier this year, so
now,
Deepu,
please do not grab my toupee. Now, Deepu Gill, you've just done an impression, a version of an impression, which I worked very hard on. It turns out in December, you will be traveling to Antarctica to fight a polar bear. Now, that show is sold out. Don King has said it will not sell out. How do you feel about doing an impression, which I worked for hours on, out of nowhere? How does that make...
You gotta fight a polar bear. You gotta
don't fight... do that voice!
Listen, I love fighting
ask me
bears.
About, just ask as yourself. Ask as yourself.
Hey,
what I think about these days.
Hey, you. Why?
No, ask Michael. Ask Michael. I'm just going to do Muhammad Ali's act. And I think if you get me angry enough, you say these days all the time. You'll say, well, these days. You say, sorry, we have a new stupid voice. Our stupid voice is Gilbert Godfrey.
These days.
So you ask me why. Genuinely ask me. I'm talking to Deepu Gill now. You're not in a bit. Okay? Genuinely ask me.
I still feel like I'm in a bit, but all right.
We're not in a bit.
All right.
Genuinely ask me.
Ask you.
Why?
How do you
why,
feel about these
why,
days?
Why?
But yeah, so explain why you think it's fine to use the term these days.
I love you, buddy. Love our podcast. How do you feel about these days?
Tell me why you think it's fine to say the term.
I think it's
these
fine
days.
To say these days because our world is changing at an exponential rate, and things you have to refer to recent new norms because they are constantly changing. So I think the term these days is fine to use.
Now, Deepu, you can say these days, but I think that you're in a haze. You don't see that things have never changed, and you can say these days are these, or you can say these days are those. But things haven't changed from here, and things haven't changed for those who don't like change, and they haven't changed for those who do like change. People are the same. People have always been tired, weak, hurt, lame. They've always been strong. They've always gone on and talked too much and talked too long. And for those who don't speak enough, they get beat up and it's rough. People try to tell them that things are getting better. And so they say these days as if all of life is cheddar. But that's not any cheese that I can eat, and it's not going to change how these days are these. You want to think that problems are different from medieval times? I can tell you right now that's a lie. And anybody out there who wants to say that the world is different today can look around and look at history and see how these days are the same as any day. Open the show.
This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, minute episode.
Also, Sonny Liston is fat. Sorry, I forgot. That's how it usually ends up with something like that. Go on.
This is Let's Start a Cult Podcast, minute episode, Mike edition of the Time Saga, theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Turnbucklers.
Get to it. I worked through my Howard Cosell bit.
Holy shit.
For enough time. Oh man, I love that. That is what I've been doing like the 2 weeks I was off. It pretty much all that for most of it. God, I love that. Oh man.
You nailed it, buddy.
Okay. I have some stuff I want to do to rip through real quick. Okay. I want you to role play this. This is a real bit I want you to try with me. The word meatball. This is another group think that people have been around for a while. Meatball, worst name for a food. Ever. we are so desensitized to that word. It's the worst name for any food.
Yeah, it's being used as a slur, and we're getting used to it.
No, it's not being used to the word meatball. It's not a slur and being desensitized to it. It is a stupid name for a food. Okay, let's say you and I run a restaurant, okay, and we're co-chefs, and we're going to make up a recipe, which in the end, is gonna be a meatball, you're gonna pitch me that it's called meatball. Okay, that's the sketch, and you're gonna be in favor of calling it meatball, and I'm gonna be not in favor of calling it meatball.
All right, has the word meatball never been used before in this?
This is actually gonna be our welcome to Let's Start a Cult, a groupthink podcast, which we talk about being hacky thoughts. So these are thoughts that maybe you're used to and you don't question enough. So we're gonna do this as our Let's Take a Survey segment. Or we didn't take a survey segment. So this will be our question. We're going to send this out to people for you to survey on. Meatball, horrible name for a food. We should stop using it. Hmm. The word meatball has never been said before in this world. But we're modern people. All right. And we're going to make a dish. We're going to work through a dish together. And then eventually I'm going to ask you what we should name it. Okay?
Okay.
So what's our restaurant, first of all?
Ponce de Leon.
Ponce de Leon. And we serve a drink called the Fountain of Youth, obviously. The whole basis of the
a lot of tonic water.
You motherfucker! You didn't think I'd know who Ponce de Leon was? Of course.
Fuck it! I don't even know what that is. It's just in my database somewhere. I just pulled it out.
Well, you're lucky you have somebody here that makes your polls look smart. Okay, poll people. I want to say this to people that might not have a lot of experience. That was a poll, not a reference. So, here we go. People should know the right comedy terms if they want to. We go quick. That's the thing. Is that I think sometimes people want to play double dutch and all they know is a hacky sack.
I think that makes sense.
So we were Ponce de Leon. I'll be Craig. You be what?
Javier. I like Javier.
Okay.
You already said Javier. I know, but
No. Okay. Javier. Javier, we have one more. We have a protein dish to get to. Let's think of something right now. We've got 2 days to opening. The rest of the restaurant. I love the menu we've done. The Fountain of Youth drink that your friend did. It's great. Thank you so much he's a great bartender, and it's going to work out, and I really dig You know what I like? The dessert, the tiramisu you did, is gonna, it's like a twist on a thing that people are probably going to order thinking it's like bland. That was really good.
Yeah, it all came from not grinding the nutmeg. I just put the whole nutmeg in there.
People are going to love that. It's like it's like cereal. It's like nutmeg cereal. It's just like, to me, it looks like a bowl of cereal, which I thought was a nice thing that you did, that like it's a whole bunch of nutmegs in there, mm-hmm. and just like floating in that cream that they put in tiramisu. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a chef. It's a technical term. and so I like that. And people will eat it with a spoon. And I mean, we'll give them extra teeth in case they break any. So it'll be fine.
Cool. All right, so let's work on this protein. Great. Let's work on this protein.
Protein. I'm saying beef. I think we should do a beef thing. It's easy to get around here. It's nice and it's fresh.
Okay, yeah, we could totally use the beef, or we could grind it up and mix it in with some other meats and make a blend.
You know, that's a good idea, because there's also, you know, we have that that pork guy that I never called back, but I think we can get like a nice sort of a consistent basis of like a sort of medium fatty kind of ham thing that we could grind into there too. And like, you know, a pork chop, which people don't really eat chops anymore. So it's better that we grind it and use that good meat. Okay. Yep. So beef and pork, what do you think we should do? And grinding it up, mixing it, maybe some breadcrumbs.
Yeah. You know, a nice little spice blend, maybe some Italian spices, oregano, Parmesan.
Italian spices. I'm sure that's a term us as chefs use all the time.
Italian spice.
So Italian spice blend. That's what we say that all the time. Most chefs
from
who are opening a restaurant. Yeah. From ShopRite. Because I mean, I'm glad you said that, because as a chef opening a new revolutionary restaurant, most of my ideas, they come for Colponce de Leon. Most of my ideas come from like, you know, Lipton's soup packaging ideas. And so, like, I'm really, that's great. Yeah, so some Italian spice in there, which is, I'm sure, a term that us as chefs use.
I mean, we could try dressing. You want to try Italian dressing instead of Italian spices?
Again, I know that's a term us chefs use a lot, and we say Italian dressing, and as somebody that home makes everything, craft. Well, here's what I say, Deepu. Why redo the classics? You know, Kraft has done it already. In that gooey kind of thing they make that doesn't necessarily not look like something that comes out of a wound, but doesn't necessarily, it does look like something you wipe off of a day old cut. But I like it. You know what I mean? I like it. I like that it's gooey and has like chunks of stuff in it.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Go look up Kraft Italian dressing. There's stuff in it that I'm like, that's not on the ingredients list. What is that chunk?
Yep.
So, all right. So, I think you're right. Italian seasoning. Chef terms. I say we kind of, we'll kind of like press it into, not really a patty, because I think that'll look a bit dull on the plate. Let's have it have a little bit more height, like pressed into a patty. So all these nice meats blended together, mm-hmm. and it'll kind of be like a little bit lifted, a little bit spherical. Okay. But it doesn't have to be a perfect sphere, just kind of lifted. You know, something I'm thinking akin to like, a donut or something like that, you know, a little bit of a puff to it, like a puff pastry almost. It doesn't have to be perfectly round
hole.
Or anything like
that. You want the donut hole.
Like a donut. Well, donut hole's not a good example for this bit, because that's another one I'd like to throw out.
You're so fucking quick. You did the whole processing. You're like, donut hole, that's going to lead us to a bad corner. Fuck you, Deepu.
Yeah, you got to wait for the reveal. Wait for the reveal. So maybe like it's got, I'm thinking sort of like the way sometimes people do filet mignons. Like it's not really round, but it's sort of got a perkiness to it. So what should we, I like it. And we'll just braise it. What do you think we should call it?
Well, it is meat. And it is
meat. We should let people know that, because there's a lot of vegetarian dishes, especially that nutmeg tiramisu cereal bowl.
How about, should we call it?
I like meat being in the name. It's meat. Meat. Let some form of what meat is in it, maybe. Something like that.
Meatball? Should we call it meatball? I kind of like that. Meatball and sauce. Meatball.
Are you serious? Is this a joke? Wait, are you joking?
I think I've stumbled upon something that could last that can really stand the test of time. Meatball.
No, you have to.
Meatball. I think we're calling it meatball.
No, wait, hold on.
I'm the head chef.
Because wait, can you hold on? I know you're a head chef, and I'm also head chef. It was a weird biarchy decision that I'm not really comfortable with, but we're doing it. And so, as also head chef, when you said meat, I thought maybe you were gonna like include what meats are in it, like beef, pork, something. You just the word meat?
Well, I mean, you can put the description, you know, with the details after the name.
Who cares? The first thing they're going to see is meat.
But I think pork and beef meatball is too long.
Oh, those are such nice pork. I mean, it's a food word. Meat. Meat is something you scrape off of a sword. Meat is like oh, and not in the Brazilian way of doing.
Listen, I know
the
it
steak
sounds
thing.
Crude. I know it sounds a little crude.
It sounds like something you clean off your. It sounds like something you clean off your rifle. Like it's a meat.
It's simple, but I think it gets
it's
to
something
the point.
A sex criminal says. Honestly, it's something. It's a way a sex criminal describes flesh. Why don't we call it? You want to start with flesh? How about flesh? Is that something we're gonna say?
I'm not a. I'm kind of opposed to it. I think it's a little too.
Why? They're synonymous in my eyes.
Well,
so what? Me and then ball human parts, flesh ball. How about flesh ball?
Well, hold on. Human parts are not referred to as meat usually. Human parts can be.
Of course, they are. They're meat.
They are
flesh.
Meat. Flesh. Well. I mean, when I say, oh, man, I can really go for some meat, are humans coming up in those thoughts?
Oh, you say that?
I think, yeah. I think people could be like, yeah, I really want
I'm
some
I'm actually going to vomit.
I want meat? Some
I
meat.
I want some meat? What are you, a goblin? No, what are you talking about?
Okay, you clearly have a problem with the way the word meat sounds.
I think everyone has a problem with the word meat sounds.
I mean.
We got meat. What are you on, meat?
And this is only as food is concerned? Like, you have no problem with the word meeting?
If it was spelled with an A, I would have a problem with it. A meeting, as in we are going to turn something into meat? I have a problem with that word. Or I don't have a problem with it. It's a visceral-sounding word.
It is. It
and
is visceral.
Ball? Listen, ugh.
We're taking the...
So this is some sort of sport we're playing with flesh? Not even sphere?
Well, sphere is not catchy. Meat sphere?
Okay.
You want to call it a meat sphere?
What about rounded beef? That's so nice.
Well, there's pork in there too, buddy.
Rounded pork and beef. Rounded beef porks.
Rounded beef porks. That's just confusing, I think.
No, it isn't. Roundies. Roundelas.
Well, roundies, I feel like there's probably
smush caverns.
Okay, I feel like you just have a problem with meat, and you're just trying not to say meat.
I don't think it sounds appetizing. Can I call one of the waiters and waitresses in here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, can I call them in?
Yeah.
Jerry?
Let's get a third opinion.
Cinderella? She doesn't know how to spell Cinderella. Please call her Cinderella. It's embarrassing for her.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Hi, it's me, Jerry. Hi, Jerry. Thank you. We want to ask you a question. Deepu, why don't you run by Cinderella, who is, of course, going to speak in sign language, and I'll translate for her. I know you speak sign language. What and so please ask Jerry and Cinderella what the word you want to run. We have a new dish. Oh, that sounds great. Thank you, Jerry.
Why is she using sign language if she can talk?
That's Jerry. Oh my, Deepu, can I pull you aside for a second? Sorry, excuse me, Jerry and Cinderella.
Sorry,
oh,
Jerry.
Me and Cinderella are just going to do making out stuff. Don't, because it's a new restaurant. Can we not do romance? Just,
oh,
okay,
you're dating. I see how this happens.
They're making out really hard. They're not going to be able to hear us. Deepu, can you get close to me so we can whisper into
the
mics?
Yeah, what's up, buddy? What happened?
That was Jerry. Why did you say, you were looking right at him. And you said he was speaking as
I covered my mouth.
Something. Let me ask you a question. Before I embarrass you in front of these people, and I'm not saying I'm gonna, but is your mind okay? Because somebody that looks at someone and says they're speaking, and then, you know, then says it's a different that sounds like something wrong with your mind, because maybe this thing thinking meatball is an appetizing word. Maybe there's, you know, maybe we'll go get a CAT scan. It takes 40 minutes. Did you hit your head or anything?
I mean,
fall on the ice?
I think I'm pretty level. I mean, you're telling me that. I mean,
I just don't want to.
Whatever.
Bring this in front of them, and then it turns out you're going to say, my name is Kat, and I have a bear. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want you to then...
I'm sorry. I'm a little worked up over this whole naming the protein dish thing. We should have
gotten
this
done by now. Listen, names are getting a hold of me, too. I just called you Deepu there. Your name's Javier. Yeah. Okay, Javier, let's go back over there. Notice you haven't used my name. No fun for me to play. It's Craig. It's Craig.
Thanks.
Okay.
We are
Jerry
new with this company. So.
Jerry, get me a spatula to break them up. This is disgusting. They're making out in the kitchen. Stop it. Someone wash this. Pry them apart. Okay. Jerry.
Yes?
Stop. I know you're listening. Stop, Jerry.
Okay.
Shut the fuck up, Jerry. I'm trying to be nice to waiters. Please. I know you guys are new here. Just please shut up.
It's fine.
Jerry. Javier, why don't you tell Jerry your new? We have a new protein dish. Why don't you describe it, and Jerry and Cindela will react.
Okay, Jerry.
Okay? You guys get it? It's a new dish. Go ahead, Javier.
Yep. All right. So, guys, we're having trouble naming this new dish we have planned. Ooh,
Jerry. Just quiet. He'll tell you when to respond. You'll know when we want a response. Please let him finish. Sorry, Javier. Go. This is another head chef. I happen to also be a head chef at this restaurant.
Yeah,
please,
it's a very tumultuous kitchen. But
they're going to choose sides and alliances. Should we have not based our kitchen structure on old king's courts? No, but that's what we're doing.
Well, our kitchen is a jester. That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, it's hilarious. You can hit him because it's like old school jesters. If he's not funny, you just throw stuff at him. It's great.
Yeah, it's
okay?
Good for morale. It's like it's...
I like him. He's very funny. Jerry! Okay. Go ahead, Javier.
Okay, so we're playing a new protein dish. It's a blend of beef meat that's ground up and pork meat that's ground up. And
what's in it?
We got some breadcrumb in there, a little Italian spice blend.
Hold on, stop. Let me explain to them. Stop, because Jerry... Yes? Stop it! I'll assume you're listening. Jerry, I don't know if you've heard the term... But Italian spice, this is a complicated chef idea. Don't even worry what Italian spices are. You may understand it. You may not understand it. It's fine. It's just a really complicated chef term. I know you probably see it in the grocery store and you're like, whoa, that looks too complicated for me to use. It's right next to the food coloring. Like, I don't know. What colors are my food supposed to be? How do I white balance my food? I know you don't understand, but... But understand, and that joke for camera people was great. I'm sure it went over with six people. Just understand, it's a type of spice. It's all going over my head. Okay, and Sindel is saying, they don't understand what Italian spice is. Just, it's a spice. It's a spice. So go ahead. And what are you going to call it, Javier?
We're batting around some names. What do you think of beef roundies? What do you think of roundies?
No, let's tell them the one you want.
Whoa, let's go through the whole list.
No. Let's start with yours, because that's really the one that I really only want to veto. So I'm coming to them to ask if it's smart to veto it. So why don't you just tell them?
Right,
now you're getting embarrassed. Hold on, Javier, I got to say. Now you're getting embarrassed. Because before, I don't want to fight in front of the employees. But before, you're very confident in the idea. And now it's like, it's in front of other people. You know, we're going to have to present this to every customer. If you can't present an idea to every customer, I don't really know... You got to be confident about it. We got to be able to advertise for it. You got to have these are the people that are going to be saying it.
They're
going to have to answer questions
in the name.
About it. So then say it. Tell them what you're going to call it.
All right, Cindela. The name that I think we should, the term I think we should use is meatball.
Well, Cindela just vomited. That's her reaction. Jerry? Oh, is it some sort of torture thing? No. But right away, that was his first reaction. No, it's not. Jerry, we're not going to hurt anybody. Are you sure? Because it sounds scary. It sounds like something that happens to a squirrel if it gets
meatball?
Caught in a trap.
That doesn't sound
like it sounds like something that when you run over too much roadkill, they have to remove it from your tires.
Cindela is saying,
please, just because she can't speak out loud doesn't mean you can interrupt, Javier. Please, what, Cindela, I'm listening. Okay. Cindela is echoing a lot of what he's saying about it sounding like a hunting thing. She also wants to add that it does indeed sound like a monster from a very scary story.
Okay.
It sounds like shut up. It sounds like a mistranslation. That's what you're saying? Cindela is saying it sounds like as if there was like a scary monster in Asian mythology, and then we don't have the word for it in this country. In our language, and so we've translated it to meatball because there's no actual word for like whatever. Okay, yeah, no, not okay. Well, let's ask appetizing. They're shaking their heads. No, so any other pitch on it?
Okay, so I have a question for you.
Cindela, yeah. Jerry, go back to working. We're gonna have sex in the room. That's fine. I can't stop it at this point. Why not let them?
Let's make them go in the freezer so that literally can't happen.
Go in the freezer. Okay, good. Yes, that one. The big one.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's going to lock, but we'll get them, hopefully.
Just knock three times on the freezer when you're fucking. Knock twice.
Put a sock on the freezer door. All right, so now I'm so glad those guys are gone. God, they're scared.
They are weird. They are a weird couple.
They really are.
Actually, when I hired them, I was like, oh boy, I hope they don't hook up because that's going to be weird. And it's just the height difference and the way they both walk, sort of hunched. It's, I don't like it. Because they don't, there's nothing wrong with them. You know what I mean? They both walk perfectly fine. It's just they, in this very, like, almost ape-like way. It's, I don't like it at all.
All right, well, listen, I got a question for you, man.
Okay.
There have
Who told
been...
you I was a man?
I'm so sorry.
Thank you. Please address me by my name, and it's Craig, just in case you forgot.
All right, Craig, listen.
Craig.
Craig.
With a K.
Craig.
Thank you. Yes.
Craig, so would you say you're a student of the culinary sciences? Would you say you're a student of the culinary history?
I would say the culinary sciences are a student of me. Just trying to give the most pretentious answer ever.
No, really.
Where are you going with this, Javier? What's your point?
Well, I mean, I was about to say that there's been spheres of blended meat throughout history, and there just has been a name for it in English, which is crazy to me. I mean, there have been kebabs. You know, there's been other stuff.
I don't think you're I don't know how many kebabs you... Generally, one of the most famous line foods as opposed to circle, but pretty famous as a line.
There's spherical kebabs. You can, as long as it's a patty... you know, formed from a blended ground meat.
Nothing like a nice, you know, my babushka used to make spherical kebabs all the time. The fuck are you talking about?
Falafels are a spherical.
What's your point? What's your point? Okay, look, can I give an example of a dish similar to this? I don't want to say that we invented this thing. I think you're right.
Yeah.
Hamburger. I mean, what a lovely name. It's named after this town in Germany. I always imagine people
living in
harmony.
Especially this French restaurant, including German nomenclature. No, thank you.
Ponce de Leon. I guess we're not French necessarily, but hamburger is, you know.
Listen, I like the name hamburger.
You know Ponce de Leon.
We're not
going to
undo hamburger.
Right?
I'm not trying to.
But I'm saying it evokes this idea of these people living this little German town in these plains, and they're living with their cows, and they're creating these things. It's nice. It's pleasant hamburger. It's sort of mmm bee sound. Mmm bee gurr gurr gurr.
That bee
like
is also
baby.
There.
It makes
in
you
my
make
suggestion.
It's a baby. Mmm bee gurr gurr. It's mmm bee gurr gurr.
The ball.
Meatball.
Meatball.
Mmm bee gurr gurr. Mmm bee gurr gurr. Say yours again.
Meatball.
Yeah, meatball. I don't like it. Where I wasn't doing it with that. I was just going for the sounds. Meat. That T in the middle. Hamburger. It sounds like something I could say right before I went to sleep. It sounds like the Foley noise for Popeye snoring. Hamburger. It's so nice. Mm. And that what's yours again?
Meatball. But a hamburger is...
Isn't it so literal?
Okay, hold on. You're not using the right... correlation here. Okay, it doesn't correlate with hamburger, it correlates with hamburger patty or meat disc or whatever you call the meat that goes
meat disc? Oh, that sounds like something you get removed from your spine. Oh, these are disgusting. Meat disc. Oh, you've got a meat disc lodged right here at your 2-4 and the lower lumbar. Right, this is horrible.
Listen, I mean, I understand leverage, and I guess I can just go start my own restaurant because I believe so.
Would you like it reversed? Would you like it? Don't listen. No one's quitting now. We are opening in 6 minutes. Would you like it reversed? How about ball of meat? Is that something you're going to eat?
No, meatball
or ball meat.
Better.
How about ball meat?
Okay, that actually does come off as something dirty.
Okay, it's the same name. Meatball and ball meat are the same. That's the same name. That's the same fucking name.
No,
so what are we doing?
Saying ball meat infers that it's something else. And I'm not going to say
bald
what.
Meat. How about bald meat? B-A-L-L-E-D meat. Is that
right.
Better? Is that better for you?
I like how... I got to think about it. I think it's going to sound like the meat has no hair, which is also good.
But that we're even discussing it.
But I like meatball. I think meatball is just shorter. You don't have that L-L-E-D at the end of it. And then you can
ball
add
meat.
Other... And it's only meatball is only part of the description. We can say meatball and
what about this?
Sauce.
If I'm a customer and I call over one of the servers and I say, excuse me, I'd like the ball. How about I shorten it there?
You want to take it to the rim? You want to score a touchdown? What are you talking
give
about?
Give it to me, alley-oop. From downtown! And that's that Marv Albert impression as we get out of this scenario. Great Marv Albert. Nobody cares. All right, one more.
And what was the last one we did? Just fucking amazing. Tell me. Don't give me amazing. A don't snort.
Amazing, because I know, but I like people hearing this. What was the last one we did? Come on, we did three soundbite series.
Yeah.
What was the last one we did?
Okay, we did the dating one.
We did the veggie dating service.
Veggie dating service. I remember
what
I had
was the
like
second
a,
one.
I was a mango. Then
no, you weren't. Veggie dating. I mean, you just weren't. You. This is amazing. Is that you're improvising what happened because you literally can't remember it. There's something weird with your memory. Okay.
Yeah.
Veggie dating service. Then what was the second one?
Maybe it was Caveman Explained. Maybe there was a different
Caveman
one.
Caveman Explained. Then what was the other one we did?
Ooh.
What's amazing is that it's so on theme.
Oh, educating Deepu.
Right. What I asked Deepu about matters of the world and see how goddamn little Deepu knows. To hear educating Deepu, get the Soundbite app. SoundByte on all the app stores. And now we have to do a 1 in 4 ad as well.
Didn't go.
Introduce yourself and then we'll start talking.
I'm Darylin.
I am more likely to tell another girl that I'm going to go pee than I am another guy. And I don't know what's up with that. I feel like...
Do you think it's a bit of eroticism? There's a sub,
no.
There's a, well, I'm just trying to be very Freudian. Is there a subconscious desire to discuss your genitalia with other women because of some sort of latent homosexual desires between you two?
Wow, so, take it in the lesbian direction, sure.
Is that it? You think maybe because we're talking about genitals, but what are other things we can do with genitals? This is what Freud says. Pretty much you say a thing, I go, how do we get a genital in there? Freud figures it out.
I'm impressed with your accent.
I'm Sigmund Freud. I've been speaking this way since I learned to talk because I'm very German and my mustache is a weapon. I had to register my mustache as a weapon because of its weirdness.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And so when you tell women you're going to pee, are you hoping that they turn around and they say to you, oh, pee, you do that with your genitals, right? And you go, oh, yeah, I hadn't even... thought of that, and then perhaps some sort of scene where they bring you a pizza or fixing your pipes.
Yep, all of that, yeah.
I've talked about this before. Nothing is less erotic to me than that hacky porn plot. I want to say that. Nothing is less erotic to me than the idea of someone coming to fix something in my house and wanting to talk to me or have sex with me. Nothing is worse. That's literally the...
You just flipped it on yourself.
What?
I loved that. That was fun. Okay. And now we're against it?
We're against everything on the show. It's important. Is that what you're thinking?
It's a bonding thing. If I'm just guessing here, I feel like I'm like, I'm going to go pee. Do you want to go pee? Like, and then I giggle.
Transitioning so beautifully into another subject. This is a topic I have wanted to breach for so long on this show. And I'm glad that this is why I only have female guests on, because I can actually talk to this about that. You just said it was a bonding thing. I am and will always be anti-urinals for men.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to express this in any other way. It is humiliating. That level of bonding right there of saying like, oh, I'm going to go pee, that's the limit it should be. Having to pull your genitals out in front of someone else is a ridiculous – I think it's causing a lot of problems in the world. Honestly, making men do that, I think it's disgusting. There's no reason not to have stalls.
Yeah, it's super weird. I feel like it encourages the competitive nature that guys already have.
I think it's ignoring the massiveness, that's going to sound bad. It's ignoring the massiveness of pulling your genitals out. That in every other scenario, this should be an emotional roller coaster to pull your genitals out. It should be a weird thing to do. If not weird, or at least foreign to what you're doing 99% of the rest of the day when you're having sex or going to the bathroom, or going to a doctor. 99% of the time, if your genitals come out, something's gone wrong. So the idea that this is happening and you're not weirded out by it is strange. The flip side of it that I like, because I have women guests, is that the response is usually what? What the response? I'll have you guess the hackneyed thought while we're guessing this. What's the usual response about why men go to the urinal and women don't?
To be able to compare with each other.
Ew, no, gross. no, that doesn't happen. No one's looking at each other's penises.
Yes, they are.
Well, as Well, again, I have to ask this question. Is there maybe a sort of, are you defending this? Before you were talking about, oh, I love shoving things in my mouth in the bathroom. And now you seem to be presenting some sort of eroticism around the idea of men in bathrooms. Do you imagine men go into the bathrooms and touch each other in a sort of homoerotic way? Is this, for you, is a bathroom an erotic center? Is this sort of an erogenous zone where there's poo-poo and pee-pee?
I feel like guys do look out of the corner of their eye.
No. that is not going on in bathrooms. And if it is going on in bathrooms, that person is not, it's not the known thing that's happening in the bathrooms. Generally, the excuse that women will present is that, well, men can. They can go to the bathroom. And here's the topic I want to bring up with you.
Thing.
What do you mean?
No, it's just funny that the direction I took it was not the general direction. And I was like, yeah, everybody knows it's because guys go.
Right. Yeah, of course. Everyone's, that's the thing is that they're all looking at you. I'm telling you, the bathroom's a little bit of an erogenous place for you, I think. I think there's some homosexual, this is what I come on the show to call people out on their homosexual desires. I don't know what this segment is named. This is ridiculous. It's so stupid and offensive. Okay. My point is this, is that a lot of women say, oh, well, men, you know, you can do it. That's the thing, is that you can pull it out. Here's the point I want to present to you. I've seen fucking Shark Tank. I've seen Say Yes to the Dress. I've seen all these competition shows. I've seen all these people get together and solve a problem and have to build, you know, they have to build a modeling career in 2 weeks. They have to build. If you were to do, like, one episode that combined Say Yes to the Dress and Shark Tank that developed a type of outfit and toilet that allowed women to pee with only partially undoing part of their clothing, you'd have it in 3 episodes at the most. It wouldn't even take a season to figure that out. So I don't understand. Either it's great that we all pull our genitals out in the middle of fucking public and we all have to do it. Okay, if that's the case, we have people that can do amazing stuff with fabrics. So, and amazing stuff with porcelain. Go ahead and design. We have the time. Design a toilet and a specific type of outfit that a woman can wear, and you can invent a woman's urinal that easily works. Then do it. If this is such a great thing, then develop a woman's urinal and an outfit that works for it, that's comfortable for women. Otherwise, I don't know why we're pulling our penises out. I don't know why that's happening.
Like, can I tell you something? I thought I knew what passion was until this moment.
Can I use that quote and put it on, like, a t-shirt? Like put it on the CD jacket for the show?
You've defined passion for me.
I might put that on IMDb. I'm seriously.
I feel like I need to say something to cut you down now because you got, like, super proud.
Please. My massive ego is here, but I'm definitely using that quote on my IMDb. Mike Fallick has defined passion, but I would put in the context of it the quote too, so that it, like, cut off. Like, I would go enter, so you'd have to, like, click more. On the topic of women urinals, Mike Fallick, you know, you'd have to scroll down to really see
that's
all
hilarious.
Of it. Why not? Why don't we have it? It's, I mean, honestly, in my opinion, it is as simple as a zipper that keeps going all the way back.
For women urinals, I mean, I will tell you. Yeah. Okay, the real struggle for being a woman is if you are ever wearing a bodysuit.
In the scenario in which you're so your answer to why it doesn't work is because of another crazy fashion thing? Well, if you're dressed like a Power Ranger, it's quite difficult to how often does that happen?
I have been really getting into wearing bodysuits. If I had my way, I would wear them every day.
Okay, but here's the thing. If you develop this type of zipper I'm talking about, which, again, you would need to work with designers who understood the anatomy, not just the anatomy of women, but the anatomy of women getting undressed. You'd have to work with clothing designers, and you'd have to work with porcelain experts and things like that for the toilet, and you do it in conjunction. If it would be on everything, just like a fly is on everything. Why women's jeans have flies is a bizarre, strange thing to me. That is a hangover from the fact that women used to not be allowed to wear pants. But the idea that they have flies is that they don't have, that women's jeans don't have a fly that makes it easier to do what a woman does with jeans is bizarre. It's absolutely bizarre to me.
They jumped in when they were like, can't wear pants, ladies. And then they were like, fine, but it has to be an imitation of a men's piece
right.
of clothing.
And then fucking 60 years later, when they're making bodysuits for women, something only an insane person would think would happen in the Jetsons, they're still making, if you were to tell me women have started wearing jeans, like in the 50s when women started to really, you know, wear pants and breaking that taboo. If you were to tell me in 1950, women are going to start wearing jeans, I go, oh, that's awesome. Yeah, because fuck that. If they're not just for men, that's stupid. And then you go, okay, well, then like 10 years later, they actually start making jeans for women. Like society will progress that quickly. And I'll go, wow, so like it's 1952 and women are going to start wearing jeans. And then by 1962, there'll be women's jeans. I go, yeah, there'll be whole companies devoted to it. And then you told me that in 2017, they hadn't made a jean that allowed women to go to the bathroom without taking off all of their pants. I would think that was the lie. It was more believable to me in 1952 when women were still thought to be in the kitchen. It's more believable to me that there will be jeans in 2017 with ways for women to go to the bathroom easier than it is that there will be jean companies for women in 1962. That's how fucking crazy this idea is.
Yeah, no, you're bringing up again some great point. Like, I feel like this podcast is just going to be me complimenting you.
Good, that's what I wanted it to be called from the beginning. Deepu vetoed it. I wanted from the start to be everyone compliment Michael on how smart he is. And Deepu didn't like that title.
It's true.
Jordan for a touchdown. Oh, that wasn't. I got to get into it. It's a Marv Albert, you got to do for a while. Okay. So,
listen, I don't know how else
you agree with me. Let's end
the
segment.
What about grandmas throughout time? What should they be
calling? Doesn't
matter.
Grandmas are fucking disgusting too. Like it doesn't grandma, why not call it a grandma then? Grandma is a better word for food. I'd rather call meatballs grandma and grandma meatballs.
You know,
I'd rather never eat a meatball again and have to call my grandma a meatball. I'd rather never someone say to me, you're going to eat a meatball. I'd rather do that forever and have to call my grandma. Even if I don't like calling my grandma a meatball, I'm fine. She might like being called a meatball.
I'm not going to say, I want to just let that hang.
Let's end this segment. All right.
Jesus.
We ended up doing like 30 minutes on meatballs.
That was fun.
That was fun. I'm glad we dug into it. I mean,
there's plenty of room there somehow.
I feel like we're close to time. Is there anything you gotta ask me? You know what I mean? I feel like we're close to time in terms of rolling in our next segment. Who knew we were gonna do 30 on meatballs? We did all sitcom on meatballs. If there's something you want to throw in here, if there's something you want to cap it with, other thoughts on it? I mean, what you got anything that we didn't get to, or that you find flaw in it?
No, I think meatball is a good name, and I'm sticking with it. I'm gonna call you a meatball just to spite you.
I think this is a great way to explain groupthink. I think I pretty easily explained why. Like, I think I handily. I'm not every week. I don't know that you agree with me on these days. I'm sure we could do a whole other episode on these days. But I think I pretty handily, through the course of 22 minutes, explained why meatball is a gross word. And I think you're clinging. Your only argument is that you know it and you say it more.
Yeah, I mean,
Tell me if I'm wrong.
You put up a good fight. You put up a good fight. But I'm also
tell
not,
me if I'm wrong.
You're not. No. You are wrong. Meatball sounds great.
But does it sound great because you say it all the time?
I think if someone came to me with the genuine idea of meatball, let's say it didn't exist, and someone came to me with it and said, "Hey, you got to try these meatballs, man. It's a meat blend with some Italian seasoning." I would say it sucks. That's a shitty name. You're right.
I think if you were to try for a week, this is the thing about groupthink, is that what's more dangerous about groupthink is the first step of getting people to. And again, when we talk about groupthink, why do I take this so seriously? People might say it's like, this is meatball and things like that, because this thinking, this way of not really questioning the world around you, can lead to some dangerous stuff in the extreme. And it's always interesting to see how people are holding on to things now in their daily lives, because it tells you how you're going to react to bigger things. The first step is letting the thought in. The first step is saying, maybe Meatball's a stupid name. That's the first step. A lot of people can do that.
Do you have that fight when you're introduced to Meatballs when you're 3 years old? You got to have that
fight
in your head? Well,
that's what I'm saying about the next point is the first step is allowing these thoughts to come in. And then the second step, which I do, is call it something else for a week. Even if it's the worst name for it, call it something else for a week. And you'll realize that you're used to it.
You're a goddamn
that you're
lunatic.
Used to it. You can call anything. It's a Tower of Babel thing. Or Babel, depending on how you want to say it wrong. It's a Tower of Babel thing where it's like you can rename in your head and it'll all start to make sense. I mean, we do it all the time. Think about when you go to people's houses and they call their grandma something different. I mean, and you're like, ooh, that's fucking, like, the grandma was a great thing you stumbled on there. Like, it's odd when someone's like, oh, this is my noni or my swimple or whatever it is. Mm. It's not your word for it. But as soon as you then hear it a bunch of times, it makes sense to them. It's like this language thing that just, if you could try that, you would see how there's a lot of dumb words for stuff. I mean, that is a bad one. That's a really bad one. I'm well known for my position on sour cream in this same department.
Oh, but, you don't like the way the sour cream sounds, huh? Okay.
Really? I'm not doing this bit again because I've done it on almost every podcast where food comes up.
Never mind. How about this? We have a guest calling, the owner of a meatball restaurant. What do you think?
I actually have access to somebody who would love to call in and defend Meatball. I really do.
Okay.
I don't know that that would help. I believe this person will defend it. Or they might surprise me. They might say, well, I doubt that's the word in Italian, which is where the most common type of meatballs we see.
Carne sfera.
In your mind, was that culturally open-minded?
How to say ball in Italian. How to say ball.
Why wouldn't you look up? This is what I do. Hold on, Deepu. I promised I wouldn't do this. Please pay attention. I promised when I got upset I would do Howard Cosell. Now, Deepu Gill, you have been faced with the idea of a meatball. Now, for you, instead of Googling, I want to catch our viewers up in case you're not caught up on the career of Deepu Gill. 6 months ago, you knock out George Foreman. 2 months after that, you buy a new air freshener for your car. Please,
Howard.
Mr. Gill, you know that there's 4 TV programs on the air. One of them is boxing. The other is the war. If I don't drag this question out, people will have to go back to not watching Johnny Carson. If I don't make these questions seem as though they will never end, what will people do except say, oh boy, the Tonight Show isn't on. So, Deepu Gill, for those who are not familiar with his career, 6 months ago, you and George Foreman create a new type of drywall. 2 months after that, you are given a letter by a fraudulent bank. They tell you you owe them $50. But of course, you don't pay it, for the letter is a fraud. 2 months earlier to this very interview, you call me on the phone. You say, Howard Cosell, I'm trying to hook up my internet. Is that something that I can do on my own, or do I have to call the cable people? So now, let us come to the present. Mr. Gill, you have just decided that you're going to say, Meep, I want to apologize on the air in front of you. I just said see instead of say, confusing some of our sensory-based viewers and listeners here at the ABC World of Sports by Disney,
I'm
Moana.
So
I'm ready. I'm getting. You're being truculent, Mr. You're being truculent, Muhammad.
It's been 40 years since you started this question.
It's already 1980, and we're in a war with the Sandinistas. Mr. Gill, if you yourself are not a Contra and are not involved in Oliver North's plan to create a whipped cream that does not go flat at room temperature, why when you decided to Google meatball, were you so confident in what Italian people call meatball in their native language that instead of just Googling meatball in Italian, you chose to only Google ball, therefore creating a new word? It would be a lot like if you were looking up risotto, and instead of looking up how do Italian people say risotto, you translated mushy rice thingy. So, Deepu, if you're gonna be the... I'm losing my voice because I'm laughing. If you, Muhammad Ali Deepu, are going to look up meatball in Italian as a producer, why wouldn't you just Google meatball? How Italian people say meatball.
Well, Howard, I've lived a long life. I've watched.
And we're out of time. This has been ABC Presents Disney's family movie, Moana, The World of Muhammad Ali Sports. Next up, probably nothing. 6 weeks until the next boxing match. Until then, grainy basketball with high shorts. I've been Howard Gosin. That's it! We're done. Thank you.
Bravo.